Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Welcome to another sparkling edition of the Thought Police podcast. We had a slight delay today, not because Kevin O'Sullivan was that late, because he wasn't, but he started eating his sandwich again. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you very much. I was hungry, and in my defence, I was a bit late.
You were 10 minutes late.
Yeah, well,
which for you is not late at all.
That's not even worth commenting on. That's just like normal.
Was the train a bit late today?
Yeah, there's trouble on the Northern Line.
Yeah. Well, you can't drive in, can you? Because somebody's
There's one of those cunts committing suicide again. Don't fucking commit suicide on my line. Go and do it somewhere else.
Central
Take some pills. Set fire to yourself. Don't fucking commit suicide on the tube, you cunt.
Oh, my
Otherwise,
God.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely right. Now, listen. We've got to talk about your car later, maybe, but I've got bone
talking to people I want to kill.
Talking to people you want to kill, because this morning I come back from the weekend, very relaxing, took the dog to the beach, you know, took everybody out for dinner on Saturday night, it was all very nice, came back already fired up, fucking, what was it called, spring equinox today.
That's right.
Sun's shining, it's beautiful, right?
It's the vernal equinox.
Is it?
Yeah, as opposed to the autumnal equinox.
Right. Vernal?
Yeah, that's what the spring equinox is called. Yeah.
I thought it was called the spring equinox.
No, well, I mean...
It's called the fucking spring
technically
equinox.
Technically, it's called the vernal equinox.
Vernal. That sounds rude. Yeah. Sounds like something you get in your guts.
Well, that's what it's fucking
vernal.
Called.
Vernal. We'll talk about that a bit.
I've got vernal.
I've got a bit of vernal equinox.
Vernal disease, VD. Not again.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's swimmer we can talk about later.
What VD would you like to get the most? I'd like to get syphilis.
Syphilis can kill you.
Yeah, but you can keep it with you and always give it to people you don't like.
No, the best one is the best one, not chlamydia to have, because you don't know you got it, but you can just keep giving it to
everyone. Isn't that only birds get that?
Yeah. So you don't know you got it.
So that's all right then, because it doesn't affect
it. Yeah, you just
that's
the carrier.
That's the one that encouraged chlamydia, because we were out of the fucking
loop. It's true. Anyway, enough of that. Why have you turned it round to fucking VD already? I'm trying to talk about the fucking radio.
You're talking about the vernal equinox.
Well,
I still say that secretly you are ashamed of your bollocks.
Yeah, well, we'll come back to those.
He said he was proud of his bollocks.
Well, I did, because we were
talking... fucking proud of their bollocks. They look like fucking some old chicken.
Well, yours
with
might,
hair sticking out
as I said
out
to you. Yours might. Anyway,
I am ashamed of my bollocks. Yeah. All men should be ashamed
of their
bollocks.
You should be ashamed of a lot of things, to be honest. But
I'm most ashamed of my bollocks.
Well, here's something else you should fucking be ashamed of.
I have to come with you everywhere I fucking go.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. You can have them taken off like my dog, but I can take you to the vets if you like. Do a quick £15 each number, only 30 quid, or in Jason Cundy's case, only 15.
That's right. Because my dog's got his bollocks off as well, and that I can't remember how much,
calmed
a couple
down,
of hundred quid. But on that basis, does that mean like Jeremy Kyle and Jason Cundy is just like 100 quid?
I think it's less for bollock. Them. No, I think it's less if you have
do
to. Have
on getting your knackers off, do they charge? Per bollock.
Depends if you're in the NHS. I mean, if you go on the NHS, they don't take your bollocks off at all. They take your cock off by mistake.
Yeah,
you
probably
go,
would.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. But I don't want to talk about your fucking genitals every week. Here's the thing. I got to start
talking about yours. Well, you're the one who's proud of your bollocks.
Well, I'm not. Why wouldn't I be? I'm proud of every
because
part
they look
of
like shit.
So you keep saying. You haven't even seen
them. Who goes around going, I'm so proud of my bollocks?
Well, I don't know anyone that does that. But I don't know anyone
why
that
do you keep saying it then?
Because you keep asking me if I am. You know, it's like saying, why
and you keep lying that you're really proud of them.
Well, because I'm not proud of them. That's my point. I'm slightly worried now that you've brought it up twice in 2 weeks.
Well, we're not getting a fucking straight answer out of you.
I've given you an answer. I'm proud of them. What's the problem?
You're proud of your bollocks.
What's the problem?
Are we digressing?
I think we are. Now, let's instead talk about what happened on my fucking show this morning, because the music came on and it was very weird. And then it said, here comes Kevin O'Sullivan. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing now? How have you managed to get your fucking idents onto my show? Apparently they were running all the way through. They had to all be changed. And nobody bothered to check, of course, because they go, well, it's never usually wrong.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck happened?
Well, it was a secret plan by me to
invade
and overtake the independent Republican Mike Graham like Putin. Only with more hypersonic missiles.
Excellent.
And more thermobaric
bombs.
Yeah, I'm going to vacuum bomb your fucking show.
But I do
wonder, I mean, I like all those techies, but sometimes when they do that, it's happened to me before, and it is a bit one of those situations where you go, you had one job.
Didn't you check that?
You know, the show starts with, it's the, with your music, and it's the independent public of Mike Graham, and they get the wrong music, and they, and my name.
Right. The great thing is that when they say, well, it's never usually wrong, you go, well, that's no reason not to check it, is it?
That's right.
Like getting on a plane and going, did you check the flaps are actually working? Well, no, because they usually are.
Yeah.
So we didn't bother. It turns out we're now crashing into a fucking mountain.
Yeah, I assumed the plane would be full of gas, but it's not.
Right.
So we're crashing.
Normally it's full, it's fine, but today it's not, so we're all going to die.
Thankfully that these people don't work at fucking airports.
Yeah, well, luckily, it's not a matter of life and death working on the radio, is it?
Well, some might say.
How was your weekend, anyway?
This really shit thing fucking happened since you asked.
Really?
Woke up.
Couldn't have been worse than last weekend, surely. I mean, I was happy this weekend. Nobody tried to kill me.
Well,
you know, that was worked out quite well.
So I live in this little. Well, you know where I live.
I know exactly where
it's
you
a little
live.
Cul-de-sac.
Lovely long clave of middle class socialism.
Road, and we have our own private little parking spaces. And
it's a very small little
about
muse.
About a year ago, some fucker trying to reverse into the cul-de-sac hit my car.
Right.
And luckily I saw them and they paid to have it done.
Did you have to come out?
I think it came to about £2,700.
Really?
Because I had to have a whole new wing put on it.
And did you claim it on insurance?
Well, no, because the guy who reversed into it, who lives down the road, he just said, I'll pay for it, which he did.
It's not worth claiming
this
on insurance.
This time, I woke up Friday morning, some cunt has done exactly the same fucking thing. But hasn't left any kind of indication.
Why don't you go back to the same guy?
Say, it was you
fucking,
again, wasn't it?
Again, you fucking wanker.
I'll tell you what, secretly, I did wander up the cul-de-sac to sort of check whether or not he'd done it again, but he hasn't. So some fucker has done it and just driven off.
I mean, it is a very small space.
Yeah, just to
unless you're used to it.
Yeah, I'm not a violent man and I don't want to make any illegal threats, but if you're listening to this and you did do it and I ever fucking find you, I'm going to fucking shove your fucking head so far up your arse you need a fucking toothbrush to clean your teeth. Cunt. A
toothbrush to clean your teeth?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you need anyway?
Up your ass.
Oh, I see.
How's that phrase go?
I see.
You need to.
Do you know, I lived.
I'm going to punch your teeth so far down your throat, you'll need to stick a toothbrush up your ass to
clean
your
teeth. That sounds more like it. Yeah.
Got there.
Excellent. I had a guy once, a German lawyer, you know, killed two birds with one stone, I say. When I first moved to Primrose Hill, when I first came back from America, lived in this little Muse house. We had a garage, right? And the problem was that the Muse was very narrow. And I had a company car that didn't have power steering. It was like a Ford Sierra or some shit, right? So when I came out of the garage, if there was a car parked directly opposite, I couldn't get out because I'd have to go backwards and forwards about 58 times to get around, right? So I came home one day and this guy was getting out of this car parked right opposite. And he was one of these little guys that you come across quite a lot in sort of that part of North London, you know, real arsehole. And there was a wall. It turned out he lived on the other side of the wall, so not even in the Mews, right? And I said, excuse me, I said, if you park there, I can't get in or out of my garage. And he went, well, I've got the right to park here. I said, well, you might have the right to park here. I'm asking you not to park there because I can't then get in or out. It would be helpful if you parked a bit further away. So he said, well, I live over there. And he said, by law, and then he starts quoting the law, he said, I'm allowed to park within 10 yards or 10 feet of my dwelling, and that's why I can park here. I said, yeah, that's not the point I'm making. I said, you're perfectly happy, welcome to park anywhere in the Muse, just not opposite my garage. So I went inside, came out, a couple of days later, saw him parking there again. I said, look, I thought I asked you not to park there. I said, I find it very difficult for you to, if you're parked there, I can't get out. He said, well, I've told you before, I'm not moving it. I said, okay then. I said, well, in that case, I'm just going to have to hit your fucking car every day when I come out in the morning. Every fucking day until you move it. And he's going, you can't do that.
Fucking
I said, well, do you
yeah.
know what? That is a company car. I don't give a fuck. Because all I do is I tell them some maniac fucking ran into me and they fix it. It doesn't cost me a fucking penny. So I'll continually hit your fucking car until you can't drive it. How about that, you fucking twat?
So what did you do?
He moved it.
Yeah.
You know, as you might expect.
Then he drove out my fucking and driving he never, it, my fucking car.
And he never parked there again. But people are just so unreasonable when it comes to parking. And they're always
they're
in
obsessed with it. I think it's a British obsession.
I took the dog for a walk on Saturday morning, right? And do you remember, did I tell you about the guy that I had the row with? Because I was coming out and he was shouting at me and waving his arms around and all that. So this time there's two cars ahead of me. They pull in and it's completely open. They can park anywhere. They're both these, you know, these cunts that insist on reverse parking into a space.
Yeah.
So they can drive out frontwards. You know
oh,
already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this
you
is
already
this
know
is,
by looking at
this
them.
This is what the fuck has happened
you
to
know
me.
Already yeah. that they're wankers, right? You're going, why don't you just fucking pull the car in frontwards, back out? What's the fucking problem? So they both go into the same kind of position. Then they start having a row with each other because they're both trying to do the same thing at the same time. And I'm going, do you mind if I just go park my fucking car? Is that all right with you? Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible.
Fucking cancer. But I think it's a British obsession. Where I
so how much damage have you had done to the car?
Well, then? It's just exactly the same as what happened last time, so it'll be about nearly 3,000 quid's worth.
Jesus Christ. Fucking, are you driving a fucking Aston Martin?
Well, no. You know what panels are like. If you fucking have a dent in your car, basically they have to... They just have to replace the panel. It's
can't
as simple
panel
as that.
Beat it.
And one, the panel itself comes in around about like nearly £2,000.
Really?
And then they've got to put the fucking thing in. So, thanks very much, whatever cunt it was that did that. Well, this, motherfucker.
This is the price you pay for living in a fucking tiny little road, though.
Yeah, yeah, full of cunts.
Maybe move to a bigger fucking road, or maybe park your car somewhere where you fucking, you're not going to get it hit.
Well, it is costing a lot of money at the moment, I'll tell you that. Well, I mean,
about,
that's like, it's coming
what,
in.
The cost of
parking
living?
There. No, parking where I park is coming in at around about nearly £3,000 a year. In terms of repairs.
Yeah. Residential parking permit.
Yeah. Well, I don't need a residential permit because it's mine, but it's open to the road, so these cunts keep fucking hitting it.
Yeah,
cunt,
it's not
cunt,
good.
Cunt.
I'm very sorry for you.
Yeah.
My weekend was punctuated by much less nastiness, but I did think of you when I saw the bloke swimming and winning that tournament over in America. The
Liar Thomas, is that his name?
Is it not pronounced Liar Thomas?
Liar Thomas. Yeah, I think you missed the R off your name.
I'm a woman. Sure you are.
Yeah.
6'5" with a cock.
Yeah, but Leah turns out...
pretty much, on both counts, I think that disqualifies you, doesn't it?
Well, Leah turns out... You know, liar. So she... Liar. Thomas, she takes part in all these fucking college events and wins all of those.
Right.
And that, so she deprives...
When you say she... When he took part in college events for men,
well, this,
he was about ranked 498.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's the same with the fucking women. He's not even very good among women.
Well, he won it, though, didn't he?
No, yeah, he won the college event, but then he went into the big event of the weekend and came about eighth. It's fucking useless.
Yeah. Well, that shouldn't be allowed, should it?
Well, it's ridiculous. It's the death of women's sport, isn't it? Sharon Davis says that. I mean, it's just absurd. It's just sort of, how can that be
how
fair?
How can you just say, I'm a woman? And then you're in the women's fucking event. How can you say that?
You know, I mean,
surely Ronaldo could then go and play for the fucking Chelsea women's team. Go, I'm a woman.
Well, he could if he ID'd as a woman.
Wears more fucking makeup than most women.
But you're not. Do you know one thing that emerged recently was that women actually. So if you think about it, technically, if you take Chelsea or something. And, you know, they want to buy the greatest woman footballer in the world to play for the blokes team.
What?
Well, no, technically you could
They don't want to do that, do they?
Well, no, but they're not allowed to under Premiership rules.
What, because you have to be a bloke?
Yeah, you have to be a bloke.
Well, yeah, but what if you say you're a bloke?
Well, I think it looks as if you have to be a biological bloke.
So you have to
it's an anachronistic kind of
rules. So the swimming guy, so Liar could play for them.
I mean, you know, there's quite a few teams that could probably do quite much better.
Like Everton could
some
get
of the
a few
Everton could, like, kind of...
I thought they should have got that bloke that stood by the goalpost. As somebody said to me, he's chained himself up to the least dangerous part of Everton's fucking football pitch.
Yeah.
Nobody ever goes near the fucking goal.
I thought it was Andy I thought it was Andy Carroll saying, please don't sell me.
Why, hey? Fucking Andy Carroll. Is he still alive?
Well, he plays. He's still on Newcastle.
Doesn't he play in a lower league somewhere now?
Well, he's still on Newcastle's books.
I thought he went to play at Reading or somewhere.
It may have got a loan, but the last I heard, he was on their books. He was playing for them.
I used to love his Instagram account. He had those fucking amazing pictures on his Instagram account, like world's most tasteless house.
Oh, his house, yeah.
And he had all these, like, remember the big row of slippers? Yeah. When we have guests, we give them all their own slippers.
That's very nice. That's class.
It is class.
That's class.
Well, listen, by the way, we should say that our Newcastle trip is available on Patreon. If you're on Patreon, if you're not on Patreon, you should get on Patreon, because that's where we now are.
You can
with lots
see
of other things
as live as our show as in live. Newcastle.
I was delighted to see the little clip that was put out by Pooch of you kicking the cat.
Yeah,
because I see Zuma's now going to be. Is he not going to be? He scored an own goal the other night.
I've watched
and he's getting prosecuted.
I watched the West Ham game. It was so funny. I mean, every single time he gets the ball, whole crowd. Was it Kurt Zouma? He plays at centre back. He kicks his fucking cat. Kurt Zouma.
Well, he's never going to get over it, is he?
No, he's never be forgotten.
Be. Actually, speaking of pets, I've got pictures for you here of some pets, because apparently there's a Hollywood tradition which has been going on where people dress up their pets, and there's somebody's dressed their pet up as fucking Elton John. It's an Oscars themed pet pageant. Now, you used to probably have to cover this, right, in your days when you were
I think I might have covered this thing. Yeah, it's like the MP's dog competition.
Yeah,
it's done that a few times.
A day
well.
At the Oscars, the Hollywood themed event. Yeah, it actually took place in Leeds in Britain for reason, right? So Dexter's a Pomeranian dressed as Elton John, and Lindy Lou's a Chihuahua dressed as Beauty and the Beast Belle. Why the fuck would you dress your dog up?
Why do you want to dress your dog up? It's a stupid thing to do.
Dexter's costume included John's famous bedazzled sunglasses and a miniature piano. And they're trying a bit too hard, aren't they?
It's fucking ridiculous.
That's what it looks like.
It's also a bit cruel, I think. You know,
I don't think a fucking dog wants to look like Elton John,
yeah, exactly,
you?
Exactly. It's like, that dog looks like Nicola Sturgeon, actually. Proving how alike Nicola Sturgeon and Elton John
they do have a lot in common.
Yeah, she came fourth in the Elton John lookalike contest.
I mean,
fourth prize.
But so, where is this swimming thing going to end then? Because haven't all the other people who were swimming in the event complained?
Well, the women. Yeah, they've said basically they're saying, well, this person, Leah Thomas,
liar,
has taken our positions away. But they're going to let this happen. They're just going
to. So
let
then the
happen.
Olympics is going to allow it
so,
to happen.
Yeah, of course they're. Because
so it, that'll become a fucking joke.
It's the triumph of wokery over common sense.
Yeah,
you know, and it's the destruction of female sport.
Right,
it's fucking absolutely insane.
It's ludicrous.
You know, if Leah Thomas, Liar Thomas, wants to, you know, identify as a woman, wants me to call her she and all that, I'll do that, fine, no problem. But, you know, not at the expense of all women's sport. If she wants to, like, then take part in women's sport, then she's fucking that sport up.
Well, obviously. Shouldn't they have a sport that's in between?
Intersex sport. Yeah, they should. That would be.
Well, how would you qualify for that, though?
Well, you'd have to have like only
two
one bollock.
Sets of
only one bollock.
Two sets of genitalia.
Get one of your bollocks taken off, and then you can take part in the one,
does
bollock,
anyone,
one bollock
way,
Olympics.
You know when you go through the procedure, right?
About
so
one
you turn,
bollock.
No, you turn your penis into a vagina, right?
Well, I don't personally know about
well,
it. But,
well, you talk about it a lot, so I presume you know more than I do.
Yeah, I'm always going on about it, aren't I? It's one of my top subjects.
I tend not.
Don't you turn a prick into a vagina? I'm always saying that.
Nicola Sturgeon's come up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, look, the point is, you talk about the gender issues more than I do, because I tend to avoid them like the fucking plague, partly because, you know, they're of no fucking interest to me, one, but also two, it only takes you into a fucking bad place and you end up getting crucified by somebody.
Well, you get crucified by the trans lobby.
For having the wrong fucking ideas.
Yeah,
right?
For having
I don't get crucified that much anymore. I think I must have blocked them all. Anyway, the point is this, when you go to the procedure, unlike Liar, right, where you go, well, I don't want the cock and balls anymore. I want to be a proper woman, right?
Yeah.
So I'll take some hormones. I mean, I remember in New York when I lived there, we used to have she-males, right?
Yeah.
And these were, to a large extent, Hispanic men who wanted to be women. But they didn't, so they used to take hormones. They got fake breasts, and they used to, I think, inject something to make them look as if they had hips. And a lot of them were really good looking, but they also still had a cock.
A big thing in Thailand, isn't it?
Apparently.
Thailand.
Another
massive
reason not to go to Thailand.
Ladyboys.
I've never fucking very comfortable with people who go to Thailand a lot.
Yeah.
when you go, where are you going? Oh, I've got a Thailand. I love it there.
What about those old geezers who get those young brides from Thailand?
Yeah, I was talking to my wife.
This is my wife.
Yeah.
She's 22 and you're 81. Yeah. What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. They're in love. You know, you're so unromantic about these things. Anyway, back to the point in question. How the fuck, when you decide to go to see the reassignment doctor, right, and they say, right, we're going to cut off your cock and balls, in which order do they do it?
That's a good question. I think they take one bollock off.
Why?
Because it's like, you know...
What, one at a time?
No, you know when you want to transition?
No,
you know, you want to go transition
from... No, I don't know.
No, you do. From a man to a woman.
Yeah.
In order to get female status on your birth certificate and all that...
First of all, you have to get a lot more fucking annoying.
No, you have to live as a woman.
you have to live as a woman for like
2 years or something. I mean, I've never seen the point, really.
Scotland, though, the new Scottish law says...
If you're going to have your cock off, you have to live with one bollock for a year.
Well, that's not like as a woman. See how you get on. But that's not as a woman.
Rather than taking the full plunge.
Why?
Well, because you get used to having a reduced number of bollocks, which will give you a kind of slight...
Does that have an effect on
your... slight view of what life's like as a woman.
Are you saying people with one bollock have only got sort of half a man's view?
And if you bumped into someone and you said, you know, nothing against you, mate, but I can't help noticing you're deficient in the bollock department to the tune of one. And he says, well that's because I'm transitioning.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm turning into a woman one bollock at a time.
I thought the point about it was they give you hormones and then they basically drop off.
No? I just drop off. Fucking wither away.
There they go. Fucking hell.
You won't be using these anymore.
No, I do think you have to have the. You have to.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you have to get the surgeons out. It's fucked me.
So you start taking pills,
and on the fucking bottle it says guaranteed bollocks drop off within 9 months.
Can imagine
dick within a year. Guaranteed or money back.
Can you imagine though?
So if your cock and your bollocks just dropped off, what are you just left with? Some sort of withered man, you know, like...
Well, you look like the man who fell to earth. Remember that David Bowie movie? Where he basically has a screw-in cock, he takes it off and it's just like a mannequin. There's nothing there. It's like one of those Ken dolls, right?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be as neat as that, would it?
I don't know.
What are you...
I mean, you laugh, right? But in Spain, this is what they do to bulls, isn't it? That's what they call it.
They don't give them pills.
No, they give them a bull clip. They clip the thing onto their balls and they fall off. But they fall off.
Well, yeah, but you probably couldn't do that to a person, could you?
That's a shit job, isn't it?
Well, clip.
Jose, you take these, you clip them onto the bull's fucking balls and try not to get kicked to death.
I'd rather do it to a bull than a bloke.
Yeah, well, me too. Join the club. But I mean, the point is this:
if you haven't answered
any of my questions.
Well, I'm asking you a question. If the bollocks and the dick just fall off,
I didn't say the dick fell off. That's not the same.
That sort of just atrophies.
Well, no, they turn that inside out, and it becomes a vagina. Apparently.
Yeah. Well, I've heard about this.
Have you?
Yeah, but I think it's not as simple as that.
No, I'm sure it's not.
I mean,
I'll just talk you through the process. First, we'll let your bollocks drop off after you've taken some of these. And then
your dick withers. And then we turn it inside out.
Come in the second week, we turn your cock inside out. But you're a woman.
But if you're the surgeon on that case, you've got to hang on to the bollocks that withered and dropped off because you need to put them into the new vagina.
Why?
For padding.
Padding?
Yeah.
What sort of vagina is padding?
You need padding.
What do you mean padding for?
Well, we can't just have like a hole.
Really?
No.
You need to have
withered cunts around the bollocks.
I see.
Withered bollocks.
Well, you know where they are. You go to the House of Lords.
No, you get the withered bollocks.
It's like a fucking load of withered cunts in the House of Lords.
You get the withered bollocks.
Look at us, withered cunts.
You get the withered bollocks and you tuck them into the new cunt.
Right.
And it'll give it the padding that will give it that realistic look.
I'm really glad I asked you this question. Yeah. I was looking for some genuine fucking, you know, education.
Well, you've got all the answers you need. Yeah. Well, you're the one who brought up the idea that to get rid of your bollocks and your dick, you just start taking these pills.
Well, surely...
It would be a huge demand.
Well, no, but you have to stop...
Everybody getting crushed in the fucking turnstiles.
But surely the point is...
I've got some of those knacker remover pills.
Surely the point is, though, that you reduce the testosterone and you're not having any bollocks. You mean it doesn't mean you don't
But it doesn't
any.
Mean they fucking... wither away to nothing and then fall off.
What is that you're drinking? Now that we're recording in
lime and sober.
Lime and soda.
Lime and sober.
Lime and sober, yeah. There's also a
with
rainbow.
With my
rainbow-coloured
rainbow straw.
How's the veganism going, by the way?
Really well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When was the last time you ate sausage roll by mistake?
I've never done that.
No? I thought you did it a week, 2 weeks ago.
No, I didn't, no. I had a vegetarian sandwich.
Oh, I see.
Vegetarian sausage.
Okay. Well, now seems to be a good time for me to tell you about Harry's, right? Because we've got a trial set for you. Expertly engineered weighted razor, 1 5-blade cartridge, a handy foaming shave gel for effective lubrication, a travel blade, and a free shower gel as well, right?
Mm.
So here's what you get. All you've got to do is take up this amazing offer at harrys.com/thoughtpolice, and you can have all of this delivered for free. Right?
Yes.
And all you got to do is pay $3.95 for delivery. That's pretty good.
That sounds excellent.
You've tried this stuff, haven't you? It's very good.
I have, yeah. It's really good.
In fact, I used some of the shower gel today. They've got face wash. They've got skincare products as well that you can add any time. Cleansing and exfoliating. I must say, actually, since I started putting makeup on, and I know that a lot of people will go, why are you talking about that? My skin's never been better.
Oh, really?
My skin on my face, anyway. I'm not sure about the rest of it. The rest of it's a bit scaly, but that's just my... It's always been a bit
I'm slightly allergic to all that stuff.
Are you?
It's my nose run and everything, but...
We're allergic to makeup?
Yeah.
Are you? But yeah. You wear it, though, don't you?
Well, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
I weather it.
Well, yeah. The good thing about this stuff, right, is that the products from Harry's are formulated with 0% sulfates, parabens or dyes, and they're also alcohol-free.
Excellent. Sounds
so
good.
So they're actually really good for you. So there you go. So once again, you get a weighted handle... You get 5 blades, you get a handy foaming shave gel, you get a travel blade cover, free shower gel for your listeners, and it's $3.95 only.
Yep.
And the rest of it's all free. And that's just for postage and packing.
Good deal.
So revamp your whole routine. Now, a couple of other things to talk to you about. There is a story in the paper today about the new woke police
in the West Midlands,
who apparently get car sick when they go too quick in a car. What the fuck's that all about?
And their mums and dads keep phoning in and saying they're getting a bit anxious.
Yeah, they do.
With all this, police work.
They do.
We're in safe hands. The baby boys in blue.
I mean,
fucking
Jesus
ridiculous.
It is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the fucking point of joining the police if you don't like going fast in a car? Surely that's the main attraction.
You see how many bloody coppers have got lawsuits out against various police forces around the country.
Right.
You know, because they fell over while they were chasing a crook or, you know, they got...
Most of them don't look
they got bruised while they were driving fast and something.
Most
like
of them don't look like they could chase anything.
Yeah, I mean, but you're right. They don't seem to really have a handle on what police work is.
No,
and they didn't realise it was going to be sort of difficult hours and sort of quite.
Did you see how many of them turned up to get rid of those squatters out of the fucking oligarch's
millions,
house?
Yeah, millions.
There was literally something like 55 police vans that turned up. In one street in London.
Well, it's a fucking oligarch. Why don't we just leave him in there?
He wasn't even there.
Just to piss him off.
Why don't we
just
leave?
Why not leave the squatters in there?
You might as well. So this is rookie PCs, right, in the West Midlands. Somebody told one of the papers, several new officers are getting car sick at speed on blue lights and asking the driver to stop. Some of the worst examples relate to recruits from a degree apprenticeship. This is the other problem. They're getting people with degrees, right? It's like being back at school. One parent turned up and said, "Where's my child? They should have finished by now. I'm outside waiting to take him home." I mean, really?
It's a copper.
Student
Detective Sergeant, 35 years old.
Student recruitment.
Fucking ridiculous. Here's a question, right? Do you think that since the release of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, life has got better or worse?
Well, it got a lot worse for me because the first person I heard asking a fucking question at press conference was fucking Death Rigby.
So, given that life has got worse...
It was Boris Johnson's fault.
Given that life has got worse...
We're trying the Iranian government, you
fucking... Since she was released, should we kind of start a campaign to get her re-imprisoned? Take her back to Iran.
Well, I mean, I think she's learned her lesson for sure. I don't think she's going to go back anytime soon. I thought it was a heartwarming event, personally.
Yeah, okay.
But I still think that he probably spent a very long time cleaning the fucking house before she got back.
Yeah. And then apparently, so they got that kid and then Gabriella or something. And so the first night, Gabriella slept in between them in the marital bed. We'll just leave that hanging in the air there. Imagine if you were that Richard Radcliffe. Well, fuck off, kid, will you?
They're not in the marital sleep bed. In your own. I don't think they've moved back into the flat had yet.
You know, they're in the same fucking bed.
They're still being put up at Her Majesty's pleasure.
I mean, I'd have thought shagging might be on their mind.
Well, you see, you're very insensitive when it comes to these things. They might have just wanted to hold each other and appreciate each other's company. It's such a cunt. You really are.
The question...
Unbelievable.
The question about Richard and Nazari is this. Do they love each other?
Yes.
And if so, how often?
Well, I think that's a very personal question. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very personal question.
Well, you know, once if they love each other so much, how come the fucking kid was lying between them on
once
the
every
night?
6 years? Well, when you have children, that's how you feel.
Maybe they only shagged at the rate of once every six years
possible.
Anyway.
Well, it's possible.
So it actually didn't even get in the way of their routine.
Well, loads of married couples don't shag each other. There's too much trouble. They don't bother. They just get drunk.
Well, they fucking don't if one of them's in a Tehran jail.
Well, that's true.
That kind of tends to sort of throw up a few obstacles.
Well, that's very true.
When it comes to sex.
That's very true. She looked very well, though, for somebody who'd been in jail for 6 years. She is in Iran.
Yeah, well, that's when you have to ask yourself, was she in jail?
Are you certain it's not true?
Yeah, it's like the Ukraine war, I don't believe it.
I see you
it's
having
the MSM.
I see you had some of that last week from some bloke.
You always get loads of it. Well, you and me were getting a lot of shit on Twitter, but we've become a great disappointment. You know, to the to the great.
And then they show you some crap video.
Yeah,
What's this then? What's this then?
Yeah, no, we were good during the COVID crisis.
Yeah.
But now, you know, we're the same as the rest of the mainstream media.
Yeah.
We've swallowed the Ukraine.
Do you know what my favourite one
was?
The best one.
As if
for
it's
me
not
was,
fucking happening.
The best one for me was he's not been the same since he came back from America.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody got to me from the Pentagon while I was in Connecticut.
But they think that somebody has said that the war has ruined you and me. Ruined them.
It has.
It's ruined them.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Well, because we're actually sort of, we have the temerity to say that the war might actually be happening.
Yes, right. Yeah.
I think it is happening.
I think it is happening.
Yeah.
I think there's no doubt about that.
But this is extraordinary, all these people who want to say it's not happening.
It's very weird. And they trust Vladimir Putin more than they trust anybody else.
Yeah, what is that? See, this thing, oh, well, it's NATO expansionism, it's NATO, that's the problem, it's the West expansion. Well, I rather like the idea of Western expansionism. I like the idea of NATO expansionism. Let's fucking expand right into fucking Russia, see how that little dwarf cunt likes that. You know, fuck him. Who cares about him with his poxy economy?
But he's never going to fire a fucking nuclear weapon, is he?
Yeah, I told you that, didn't I? That he's got, you know, Russia has got a smaller economy than Italy.
Yes.
You think, fuck me. Well, worse than that, do you know, this is true. It has a smaller GDP than Costa Rica.
Does it really?
Yeah. It's a fucking non-country, except for every penny they get, they spend it on armaments.
Well, they've got a lot of gas, and they've got a lot of weapons. That's about it, right?
But, you know, it's a superpower in military might only, and as you say, due to the fact it owns a lot of fucking gas. But apart from that...
Although, given that they are a superpower, they seem to be having a bit of trouble knocking over Ukraine.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Because, you know, Russia's just basically a load of fucking peasants who can't read and write. And that's who the fucking soldiers are who are invading Ukraine.
Yeah.
They're like kind of 17-year-old illiterate peasants. And the people go, well, why is it not going well?
Not so good.
Because the fucking invaders are a bunch of fucking moronic farmers.
Yes. So we've got some quite exciting things coming up. We've got a new sponsor, a show sponsor.
Yeah.
Right, in the form of Dave Johnson, who's a Thought Police fan, but he's also the boss of Suitable Choices.
Right.
Now, Suitable Choice is an independent mortgage brokerage which covers the whole of the UK, although the company is based in sunny Kent, just outside of Margate. I know it well. His tagline is straight talking, no bullshit advice, which is what you want to hear from a mortgage advisor, isn't it? A man after our own hearts. The web address is suitablechoices.co.uk. And if you're looking to remortgage or need any advice, look in the podcast show notes for all contact details. You can find them there.
Okay.
So thanks for that, Dave.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dave Johnson.
Good man. Now, podcast next week is going to be recorded before a live audience, so look out for places where you can buy tickets for that. We're also going to announce in May, I'm going to say the first week of May, just so you know, A new live show in London, which we're going to do.
Yep.
We'll give you details of that in the next few days. Hopefully, tickets should be on sale soon. And as ever, if you're in Patreon, you get a break. You get cheaper tickets, and you get first access to the VIP stuff as well.
Right.
Failing that, I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Can we get sponsored by, like, pills that make your bollocks drop off?
We probably can. Well, you say they don't exist, so I'm now going to go...
They don't fucking exist!
I'm going to go on a mission now to find them.
The pills that make your bollocks fall off.
I'm going to find them for you.
So you're walking down the road, donk, donk, there they go. God, I thought it'd never happen.
I'm sure, I bet you it can, I bet like all things that I say can be done.
Great holes in your, you know, in between, listen, your legs.
Like all things that I say can be done and I get ridiculed for.
Oh no, no, not that again.
It will turn out to be true, because it always does. Absolutely fucking true. I bet you it's true.
Well, and then after your bollocks fall off, no doubt you think you can grow them again.
You probably can.
Yeah.
Why not?
He thinks everything grows.
Everything does grow. We live in an organic world, you
concrete
cunt.
Bollocks.
Concrete
can
bollocks.
Can you grow concrete
bollocks?
Have you
ever had concrete bollocks?
Well, that's no. Another story. Well, I will have to have some after I've taken this course of tablets.
You probably haven't. That's another story. We'll see you next week. Don't do anything fucking stupid.
Yeah, fuck off.
Take some pills. Set fire to yourself. Don't fucking commit suicide on the tube, you cunt.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.